This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Yeah, there's like a buzz or something.
A little bit buzzy.
And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not sidekick, Lynn Burnley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well, thank you. And you?
We are very blessed to be here and with my friend Michelle Lowak today. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
As everybody knows, it's been a tough time the past few days here in Florida, but compared to what the people are going on in South Florida, we have no issues at all. And I gotta tell you, I am so grateful for the people that chip in and that step up ahead, and people that are coming from different states to help to get power back. I mean, they showed something on the news before. One street, there was 5 telephone poles down. You know how long it takes to get that stuff. You know, they can only move so fast.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
You know, you can donate online, on the TV. How do you scan the QR code? With your phone?
Yeah. You're just learning now.
I know. What do you do?
You go to your phone and you go to camera.
Oh, camera.
And then it'll go around it and then you press it.
Okay.
I'll show you later.
But you have to have the QR code app on your phone. I don't have it.
Oh, I don't. I don't. But anyway, do you know what a QR is? What it stands for?
Stands for code.
Quick response. I just learned that when we had Jessie Brown on the show.
That was very exciting. But that's why I was asking you, because they keep saying scan it, and I can't pick up my big printer from the other room.
Oh, my God.
Such a blonde. You really scare me. Such a blonde.
Oh, my, could you just see her in front of her television? And I could see it. Maybe. Ed hasn't laughed this hard since the storm, right, Ed?
I picture Lynn moving the TV to the scanner.
That's what I said, to the scanner.
I just took a drink of soda. Coming out of my nose.
I broke my TV.
Oh, my God.
Trying to make a donation.
Yeah. These blondes get a bad rap.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
If the shit fits.
And if it's real.
You know she tried it. The cord wasn't long enough.
This is Pick on Linday. If you want to chime in, our phone number is
727-441-3000.
Show her your love.
But really, my prayers go out to everybody in South Florida and to South Carolina, where it's imminent now. But in South Carolina, it's only imminent now like a Category 1. We can deal with a Category 1. But just our prayers are out to everybody. And I have to tell you, though, every time there's a crisis or something, there's a gift in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So I get a call from a caregiver this morning, and she takes care of her aunt. Her aunt's like 87 years old. Her aunt has dementia. She said, in the past 3 or 4 months, my aunt just mostly just sits in the recliner, kind of glazes at the television, sometimes is kind of playing a game, but not conversing a lot, not doing a lot. And she said, I don't want my aunt to watch a lot of the news. The news can be very scary for somebody, especially somebody. But her aunt used to be a volunteer for the Red Cross, and she started seeing all this stuff on the news. And she became 30 years old, she said.
Oh, my goodness.
She said, this is what we have to do now, and this is what we have to make sure that we have water, and this is what, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
She had a purpose.
And she goes,
unreal.
And she goes, and we're still having some issues, and she's still here for a few days, and let's take any minute of what we can. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what a blessing, you know, because you never know. And what I say all the time, people with Alzheimer's, people with dementia, they're still there. It's still there.
You got to find it.
We have to spark them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have thought that you know, the girls, I never would have thought I'd have to start playing more Hurricanes on TV.
I'd be playing it. I'd be taping it and playing it often for my aunt.
Yeah. Put a plan together.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, you know, she was a volunteer, you know, she was the whole thing, and she was saying, you know, make sure you have a lot of enough batteries, you know, and all this stuff. So she brought them out, and she showed her. Yes, I got the batteries, and everything. She's like, check, you know, and the next thing. So it was really very cool. Very cool. So I'm glad that she shared that with me, and I'm able to share that with you guys. So your Rotary has stepped up with everything that's happened.
Yeah,
so tell me a little bit about that.
I just saw a message actually just before we went on that Maria, from the president from the Largo Club, is in a caravan taking supplies down as we speak. So Rotary International has stepped up as well. I don't know what the amount is or how many volunteers we have, but you know, Governor DeSantis has asked for money in time. Don't send your stuff.
No.
They have enough stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. That's cumbersome to the system. It's money, and it's time.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And please don't be one of those people that goes down there and just take pictures. We have enough reporters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, suddenly everybody is a newscaster.
Yeah. You know? Well, these are the crazy people. You know, the storm comes. Oh, let's go to the beach.
Yeah. Let's go surf. Let's go kayak.
Yeah. Yeah. But so how can people contribute to that through your Rotary Club? Aren't you doing something with the local food pantry, too?
We are, actually. October 8th from 9 to 12, we're doing a food drive, and all that food will benefit Aldersgate Food Pantry. So it goes all to locals right here in Seminole and Largo. Their need is about 250% more than it was a year ago.
Oh.
And now that the storm has passed, I think it's probably more.
Well, how many people couldn't work for 3-4 days?
Yes.
There's still some businesses that aren't open. They don't get paid. And they have a family to feed.
Correct. So there is no judgment. There is no...
No.
You don't have to fill out any forms. You show up and you're graciously gifted items to nourish your family. We're asking that everyone who... You know, all of us were spared.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some trees down. We might have lost a fence. A roof caved in. Who cares?
Right.
We're here to tell about it. And so my plea is that everyone who did go out and buy snacks and buy canned goods and items
to be ready,
eat,
right?
Well, bring them over. You know, give me a call at 727.
Yeah, because we bought all that extra stuff.
Exactly. 727-641-5483. I'll connect with you. Like I said, you can drop it off over at the Lake Seminole Country Club next Saturday, October 8th, from 9 to noon.
And then once they drop that off, then you bring that to the church. When can people start going to the church to get food? Or
the food pantry, I believe, will be reopened in a couple days.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of damage they had
right.
at the church. Haven't heard that yet. But, you know,
yeah, plus there's a lot of those food pantries get stuff from Publix and Panera and all that stuff that wasn't open either.
And right, so they won't be getting it now from them, so there is a dip. But all of us have stuff that we, you know, that we got that we like.
Yeah.
And the most needed items, obviously, are the high-protein items.
Yeah.
You know, your peanut butter, your canned fishes. Tuna. They don't need ramen noodles.
No.
You know, that's
doesn't that help though? Like, it's going to build somebody.
If you're starving,
ramen noodles cause dementia.
Yeah, it's unhealthy. There's so much sodium.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
And stuff. Yeah, but
yeah.
I'd rather have you buy Vienna sausage than that, or
mac and cheese,
or Pop Tarts.
Mac and cheese, you know, honey.
Yeah, mac and
lots
cheese.
Lots
of
peanut butter. Lots of
peanut butter is always. Yeah.
Beef jerky, that kind of stuff. Any kind of canned meat, canned ham.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always good stuff.
And all money. Right. We'll take your money, and we are a 501c3, so please.
Yeah, because there's so many people out there saying right
and
now.
And what is a 501c3?
That means
it's a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit.
Okay.
And Rotary has the highest rating on, if you look up different charities on Charity Navigator.
Okay.
You'll find that Rotary has
what they collect,
the highest.
They give back.
Yeah, we don't have any administrative fees.
None Same of thing us with gets Kiwanis.
Paid. Same thing with Kiwanis.
Yeah.
We do our Kiwanis Thursday or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We always go with Kiwanis and do a community
because all
project.
You know, we're so lucky. We have a lot of civic organizations in our area that step up, whether it's Rotary, Kiwanis, VFW, or whatever. But that's what we're here. This is our community. We are part of our community, and we get involved in our community.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to do something on a global level, but, you know, help your neighbor first.
Yeah.
And maybe you just know your neighbor, and you bought some of that extra stuff, and maybe your neighbor's a little older, or your neighbor doesn't get out a lot. Why don't you just bring the extra stuff over to your neighbor?
Yeah, some care packages. If you know of a CNA or a home health aide, somebody who is right there, you know.
Yeah. Hands on.
Make it a little gift of love to them. You know, we talk about, oh, you know, let's shout out to our first responders, and we do. We absolutely do. We couldn't survive without, you know, the first responders.
We survive without our caregivers.
But I was going to say, but caregivers, think of the burden that you had personally and the terror that you had setting in with this coming. Now think of a caregiver or a care partner who is responsible for another life.
Yeah.
They left their kids at home, they left their animals at home, and they stepped up. And we don't hear about caregivers like we hear about the nurses and the doctors. And the nurses and the doctors, you know, they're important too, but
caregivers are essential workers.
Seven minutes with the doctor versus 24/7 with a care partner who is keeping that person not just alive, but you know, they're thriving because of it. I was telling Linda, you were talking about somebody kind of getting back into it. We had several that that evacuated. You know, we heeded the orders to make sure that, you know, we're not going to tough this out. And two of them are still in Orlando with their care partners. And talking to them and seeing the pictures, they were so grateful to have these people leave their families, take their animals, take them to a lovely hotel, and be able to feel secure, you know. Rosa sent me pictures, Wanda sent me pictures, and seeing just the joy and hearing in their voice, thank you.
Well, people just want to be safe, and people are, you know, people, many elderly people are scared to begin with.
And nobody wants to admit that.
Right. With whatever's going on. And no, they don't want to admit that. They'll just be holding that all inside.
Correct.
And if they have a fabulous caregiver there that's with them, that just knows them, and it's, you know,
yeah,
it makes the world a difference. And those caregivers do have families and have to take care of stuff and have to do that. And we have to remember that. You know, my friend Jesse Williams just invented this thing. It's a QR code for her dad.
What's a QR code?
Quick response.
Is that where you like scan your TV?
Yes. So she built a QR code for her dad. So when the caregiver is in the community where he lives, because he is nonverbal, come in, they go on the QR code, and a little video comes up all about dad. Now, for instance, dad was an NFL player.
Let me see this.
Dad was an NFL player. So in his little story, it says, if you're going to put TV on, if you put on any sports, he'll be so happy. But he doesn't like to watch anything else. Well, how important is that for someone who's nonverbal? And then she has a video with her dad where she goes, seafood, he goes, no. Hot dogs, yeah. You know, like just different stuff. It was, no, yeah, no, yeah. And then there was a little video with his children. Because he has like seven children, so he'll be like, hi, my name is Linda, I live in Florida, I'm a caregiver advocate, and I'm dad's favorite kid. They all, except one said, I'm dad's funniest kid.
I love it.
All right, and then she says it, and at the end of the video, if all else fails, just give him a hot dog with mustard and relish, it'll calm him down, it'll make him happy.
Like Dennis cheeseburgers or the brownies he sent him.
How cool is that? And she made this on little cards, so when she goes to the doctor's office or anywhere, you want to know about my dad?
Here you go.
Yeah.
So isn't that fabulous?
It's a test program that's going on right now, but where do you hear this? She took it one step further. Now she's going and she's interviewing the caregiver that's caring for her dad, the people that are caring for her dad.
I love this.
And says, tell me about you. Tell me about your family. Oh, you like dogs too? And the morale is whoo!
Well, yeah, absolutely. This, I think, would go along with, I mean, I need to obviously get my grandkids to help me figure this one out for our clients. But
no, she creates them, so you can have people. You can get it created for you.
Oh, that's perfect.
Part of her business. She's part of the conference.
Oh, I love it. I need to know this.
Isn't
person.
This fabulous?
That's, I love this.
She's fabulous.
You know, even if you had it for caregivers in your home, because
it should be.
You know, like let's
if
say
they
I'm
know
a long
how to
distance,
do
I'm
that.
A long distance care, but
everybody
today,
has a TV.
Lynn, you got a phone, and you know how to do it today.
Wow. Well. Everyone has a TV and a scanner.
But really?
Well, you know, when Daddy was diagnosed with the primary progressive aphasia, and one of the speech therapists from Fusion got with us and ordered that speech generating device, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
The company downloaded everything, and then we added the stuff. So we added pictures of all of us so that when Daddy couldn't express what he wanted to express, all he had to do was look at the pictures.
Right.
He could look
Michelle,
at a picture of
clergy.
A cheeseburger.
Yeah, whatever.
He, you know,
like that chart
everything.
I had a couple weeks ago.
What temperature does Daddy like the
yep.
room? What kind of
yep.
music does he like? What pisses him off?
Exactly.
What is going to set him off? You know, do you need to use the bathroom? What hurts?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people with dementia, they cannot express
yes.
what hurts. They just know they don't feel good.
Yeah, my tip a couple of weeks ago, there's a vinyl board you can do that with, and then there's also the app.
Yeah.
And it's such a difference because one girl said to me, you know what the biggest part of that was? My dad just wanted to see a priest, and no one could understand what he was saying, but there was a picture of clergy there somewhere.
Yeah.
And he had been trying to say for a couple of days that that's what he wanted and no one could get it. And that's so important. And Voices of Aphasia, Voices of Hope for Aphasia is part of the conference too.
Love
we
it.
Need to have these conversations because...
We don't know what we don't know until we figure
yeah.
it out. And sometimes that's too late. So that's why this station is so important. Thank you, Linda. And this conference. Tell me about the conference.
Oh, I'm so excited. So the conference is November 8th, 9th, and 10th. This is my third virtual conference with 21 presenters. And we have Dr. Kate McCarty opening up, and she's talking about dementia fairy tales, old and new. So there's all new ways to look at things. And then they have Becky Moultrie and myself. We have Carrie Miller, who's going to talk about gifts of grief. We need to talk about that a little bit. And then every day at lunchtime, we have Brenda Grishheimer. The first day is Reiki healing. The next day, we have Lauren McLaughlin, getting out of your own way. And then the third day, we have tapping into your creativity. And then we have our wonderful friends from A&E Corner, who are on the road now, girls. I see you having a fabulous trip. So what they do is they demonstrate the latest and greatest new equipment there is to use in the bathroom or the kitchen or the bedroom or the adaptable equipment. They don't sell it. They just recommend it and show you how to use it. So they'll be doing that each day at lunchtime for like 20 minutes, the latest and greatest new stuff.
Yes, every yes. day.
Yes, every day.
And are you doing creativity with your painting?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my gosh, your paintings, Linda. Come on.
I'm getting there. And then we have Colette Florido with Can Cannabis Help My Loved One? And we have LGBTQ. Think About It, Aging with Pride, and we will show the Jen Silent movie, which I think is so important because I have to tell you a story about this. This is a few years back. There were two women that lived in a community together, and they told everybody they were sisters because if they said the truth, they would not be accepted in the community, because especially a lot of our senior generation still has a hard time with that. And then a couple of years ago, the law was changed that they could get married. And they went down to St. Pete, and they got married, and they were so happy. And that night when they came to dinner, they're going to tell their friends the truth and that they got married. And the people never talked to them or ate with them again.
Or would get in an elevator with them.
Yeah. So they had to move out of that community. And I've heard too many stories lately, too, about doctors that don't want to care for a person.
Oh, I never heard that.
Human beings. I don't care what you are. I don't care what your nationality. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what it is. This is human beings. So that's a big part that I want to address this during the conference, and I want to talk about this because we need to talk about this.
Not only human beings, but it's kind of taking it a step further that, you know, once you are no longer productive, it's a kind of throwaway society. The knee-jerk reaction, put them in a home, they can't live at home. But they can live at home.
Yeah.
With care partners and with support around them.
Yeah, but people don't know about that. That's why we try to have this show, to educate people. What is home health? What is companionship?
Do you have hospice coming?
Do I have hospice coming? Well, hospice is with the LGBTQ.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have hospice. We have 10 things you need to know about hospice care.
Yeah.
With Mary Higby on Thursday. We have attorney Sean Scott talking about Medicaid now in the future. We have Teresa Wilbanks back with Sustainable Caregiver. She's always like, it's the most votes from our listeners. And then we have Dr. David and Melissa Bernstein together with Jesse Brown with the QR card.
Nice.
QR code. We have Mark Vernick.
He's the best.
He's the best, caring for your aging parents. And then we have Voices of Aphasia. We have Dr. DeLon Canterbury back about deprescribing medication.
Okay.
Because too much drugs. And then we have The Importance of Rehabilitation by Palm Garden. And then we have Karen Truman, 1 hour Alzheimer's and disease training, which you can also get a CEU for, just for that session.
That's fabulous. So, you know that Mark is president of the Morning Club for Rotary, and they sponsor the first Friday in Seminole.
Oh, at the downtown.
Yeah, so that's a great way also to help support the efforts right here in Pinellas, because that club there.
They rock us. Yeah.
They put it all back.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that all Rotaries and Kiwanis and GFWCs and, you know, the American Legion, these are people who want to serve. It's membership organizations that they want to serve.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll talk about that when we come back, because right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. And we were just talking about Rotary and Kiwanis and VFW. You know, I tell my grandchildren, service work is not an option. It's a responsibility.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody should do some service work in their communities, because you get back 10 times more than you give always.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, when I have my grandkids help me, Tommy and Skylar, when they were little, they used to do it. Now Isaac and Nicholas do it. They love it. They love helping the community. They love doing Field of Honor, putting the flag. In fact, Field of Honor, November 1st, sold out 500 flags.
I got one for...
I put that in here, but 500 flags. So very, very excited about that. And then all that money goes back into the community to help children.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think, you know, it's funny because we talk about different organizations. I'm not a Kiwanian. You are. And during COVID, that was my first, like, outing, was ringing the bell with you all at Publix. You know,
With the Kiwanis, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's fabulous because there's so many good things to do for the community, and it's so simple. We need to pull our communities back together and do
this. When do you all meet for Kiwanis?
Tuesday mornings at 7:30 at the Seminole Chamber of Commerce.
And you know that building, one of our members, I was able to give him his 55-year perfect attendance.
Yeah.
Perfect attendance? Yes.
For 55 years.
He's the one that sponsored that entire
55.
Building.
55 years, even when they travel. His wife is the past president 2 years ago, before Mark Vernick, of the Morning Club, and his son has perfect attendance for, I don't know, forgive me, maybe 16 or 17 years.
Yeah.
They also sponsor at the end of the year, and always have, like since the beginning of time, for the kids at Seminole, the last day of school, they sponsor that entire picnic, the watermelon eating. They spend all the money to make sure that happens for the kids.
Good
a
people.
Lot of our, So we meet on Wednesdays at noon. We ask that people come at 11:30. But if you're interested, we're looking for people who want to help.
Yep.
You know, we're not a BNI, we're not a business, you know.
No, it's not a networking group, it's a service organization.
It's a membership organization that serves the community.
Right.
And you get to choose, you know, where you serve. But
you know what? You do network there and you get to meet people.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'll tell you, I've been in Kiwanis 17 years. And there are people that I would never have met.
Correct.
In my community if it wasn't for my involvement with that club. And in the beginning, a lot of my loving members have passed away, but they were the founders of Seminole.
I was just gonna say the big joke with everyone in our club is, you know, you got the Seminole Mafia here, because originally, you know, Rotary was a men's only organization.
So was Kiwanis.
And so was Kiwanis.
Yeah.
And then they were smart enough
then
to know
learned.
That if they wanted stuff to get done,
We need
let's get
worker
the women in there.
Boss around.
Well, and this is the first time in the history of Rotary that our international president is a woman.
Yeah,
so how cool to get to serve as president under her administration and imagine Rotary. And I love the theme song for Rotary this year, which is Imagine.
Oh, I love that song.
You know, and imagine a world where we all come together for the benefit of others.
And we do a good job of that. And I'll tell you, and we do a really good job of that in this whole Pinellas community.
Yes.
With our healthcare professionals, with our caregivers. I go speak in other states. I go to different places. It's not like
it's not
is
the
here.
Same. Mm-mm.
You know, if I refer someone to someone and that person cannot help them,
they're going
to
find somebody.
They're going to find somebody that can help them. You know, they're going to come back to me and say, it didn't work for me, Linda, but we need to find somebody else. You don't find that everywhere, because other places, everybody's like, oh, he's stepping on my toes. Oh, maybe I'm going to lose a little business. Just believe me, in the senior industry, there's plenty of business for all of us.
There is more than enough business for all of us,
yeah.
And there's, the needs are there, and when you're in these organizations, you do get to meet with the leaders of the community who have access to stuff that I would have never known.
Right.
You know, that first conference that Mary Ann Konigsberg put together for us at St. Pete College, my sponsor, Terry, sat next to me, and that's how we got to know each other, and he offered me the gift of Rotary.
Yeah.
I think that man walks on water. He was one of the first boots on the ground in Haiti. There's nobody
he walks the talk.
Know. You know, he just connects people, and I know
this is not what life is about, though.
It's resource. It's all relationships.
It's having
it's
conversations. It's paying attention to people you meet. It's knowing, but you know what it boils down to? I really feel this. We're all the same schmoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
In different clothes.
Yep. We all have a heart. We all have feelings. We all want to be loved, a roof over our head, et cetera, et cetera. And we may have different hobbies, we may have different interests. But when we realize that we're exactly the same, it's so much easier to meet people.
Well, that and knowing that when you do get into these groups, that your talents are elevated. Yeah. Because somebody sees something in you that you don't even see yourself. You know, the development that just from
Yeah, there's a whole development of it.
Oh my gosh. They
give a lot of training, they give a lot of courses, they give great conventions, and yeah.
They just make
clubs,
you a
healthy
better
clubs,
human
give
being.
Clubs.
Yeah.
And we just found one of our Lee Walters, you know, my favorite mm-hmm. Lee Walters, died a few months ago. And he was our club secretary for many years.
Okay.
And so we got all these files. I mean, that where they used to type up the bulletin, yep. You know, that kind of thing. And Kiwanis used to sell peanuts. They made money selling bags of peanuts at one time. I mean, who knew? You know, they do Christmas trees. They do, you know.
Right.
In Canada, they did apples.
Did they?
At Christmas. My dad was a lion, and we used to buy the big, huge thing of delicious apples.
Like a whole bush? Like
oh, yeah. It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does the poppies? VFW? Or?
I think it's the VFW.
I think it is, but I'm not positive.
Either that or American Legion, maybe.
American Legion.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but they're all good.
Speaking of selling stuff to benefit,
yes,
there may or may not be somebody in the audience who's a drinker or who likes to gift at the holidays. We're doing the Holiday Spirits Drive. The tickets are $20 a piece, and you win $1,500 in ABC
booze?
Gift cards.
Oh my goodness!
So, how would we ever use that?
I don't know, Lynn, but you could donate it back to me when you win.
That should do a week or two.
All that money goes to scholarships.
That's great.
Right here in Seminole.
Oh, so remember to get us in on it.
Yeah.
I mean, and your odds are in your favor because we limit it to 400 tickets sold.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Four or 500. But, you know,
whatever.
For $20, you have a chance to win $1,500.
And if not $20, went to a good cause.
Exactly. Exactly. 20,
you know, we just gave out, my Kiwanis, we just gave out 3 nursing scholarships. You know, stay in our community. Help our students.
Correct.
Help everybody that's
future.
Right here. Yeah, they
that
are
our future.
Well, if you get nursing, they may be taking care of me one day. So.
No kidding. I say that all the time to our nurse. You know, these are my care partners that I want taking care of me because I'm not working to pay off a house to be placed somewhere.
Right.
I want to age in my home.
There's a very small population that says, I want to go to that country club or I want to go to that, you know, whatever. But everybody
fine,
is,
but
I want to stay at home.
That
I want to be at home.
Time. You know, if you choose that ahead of time, but not because a doctor in the emergency room says Linda's no longer able to go home.
Yeah, not
that's
because
not
I,
okay.
Because I didn't do any planning. Because
yeah.
I didn't do any planning. I
yeah.
need to do planning. I need to say what I want. You know, I think
put
that's so
writing.
Very important.
We'll set up a QR for you.
I want one. I'm asking her. I want one set up for me right now.
I think I need that too.
I think everybody.
I want air conditioning.
Yeah.
If our owners are listening, I'm still waiting for the vodka fountain to be delivered to the office. I don't know. They keep saying something about supply chain issues. I think that might be fake news.
I don't know.
I think they're just not on top of it.
There's a couple of events coming up I want to tell you about. First of all, I am doing live support groups again.
Yay!
It will be, the first one is October 14th. It'll be the second Friday of every month at 10 a.m. at Arden Courts in Seminole.
Where's that located?
9300 Antilles Drive, and if you want to RSVP, you can call 727-517-7800, or you can just email me the RSVP and I will add you to the list.
Can I interrupt you on that?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give a shout out to them. That team that locked themselves in to make sure that those residents had no fear.
Yeah, Donna locked herself in the place.
Donna, Bernadette,
yeah.
Daphne.
Rachel.
Yeah, they just, Joelle, they literally, they give of themselves every single day.
Yeah.
And to be locked in and be responsible with an imminent hurricane coming.
Right, and your stuff is at home.
Seminole was okay, but Lark, did they lose power?
They both lost power. Seminole just came back off of their generator.
Had to get some people out, though.
Yeah. Well, because they were in a different zone.
Right,
because
of the zone.
They were in a different zone. And that's the whole thing. It was the same thing with Addington Place. Their phones still are not up as of today.
Well, they said Largo and Arden Courts in Naples is a mess.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
Totally. It has to be.
Totally. But they all pull together, and the hearts of service that those people have.
Yes.
When I got Bonnie the job there to work on the weekends, she had retired, and I said, Bonnie, you know, you've been working as a mortgage broker all these years. You're going to retire, and you're going to be bored to death. She's like, oh, I'm going to have so much fun, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to have to report to work. It took her about 2 years of asking me every morning, what are you going to do for lunch? Well, I'm working.
Yeah.
You know, I can't take off the day just because you're retired. She said that working at Arden Courts with that team in Seminole is the greatest gift
fabulous.
And the best job she's ever had.
Yeah. Well, you see the people that are on courts work there 20, 27 years. I mean, I'm talking about the kitchen staff. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That says something for
them. They're a team. They work
really
together for the benefit of all, and it's pretty cool to see.
It is.
And so Arden Courts is also sponsoring a Zoom seminar, virtual seminar, with Dr. Tam Cummings. I love Dr. Tam.
Oh, my gosh. She's the best.
On Thursday, October 6th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, if you email me, I will send you the link because it's, you know, one of those big, long links. But please take advantage of these seminars, even if you can't go for the whole thing. As long as you register after that, you can watch it again. So if you can't go that day, that time, you know, whatever, do that. Also, we have a big plans for January 5th. Connecting Caregivers and the Largo Police Department will be putting on an event at the Largo Community Center. And we're going to have a lot of resources there, SHINE and Meals on Wheels and all those area agency on aging. We'll have Safety Fit there so you can get your car checked out, make sure everything's cool with your car. Arden Courts will be there doing virtual dementia tour.
That's a must.
And then we have Dr. Irene Schlossberg, who is a fabulous speaker, caregiver, author of a bunch of books, 93 years old, firecracker. Who will be coming in from Jacksonville to, she's the speaker, I'm the mistress of ceremonies. But there'll be a lot of really good stuff going on, so I think people are ready to get out. All the snowbirds will be back in January.
Yeah. Oh, so a lot of them
early.
In November.
Yeah.
A lot
leave
of them
early.
Come November.
Yeah. The traffic will be crazy.
Just please come. I'll have more information on how to RSVP for that very shortly. Okay.
What about your grief support?
So my grief support, I'm not doing grief support. I'm doing the journaling workshop once a month, which is the third Thursday, which is very fabulous. I'm also starting in January a mentor program because some of the caregivers have come to my support groups and then their loved one passes away and they want to come back. And I'm glad they come back and I'm glad they share, but they're lost.
Right.
They've been a 24/7 caregiver. What do I do? So, and I've spoken to most of my caregivers about it, and they all want to do it, is there'll be a mentor for a new person that comes into the group.
Wow.
So if my loved one died of Parkinson's and a new person comes in the group, then they can talk during the week in between support groups, you know, because who's going to give you the information better than someone that was in the exact same boat as you, not even just the caregiver, who's in the exact same boat with you, whether it's Parkinson's, dementia, cancer, you know, or whatever.
All of the above.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that'll be a fabulous thing, and it's a good thing for the caregivers too, because you don't know what to do with yourself after that.
You need a purpose.
Yeah, you need a purpose, and speaking of purpose, that's another thing I want to talk about. So I'm tired of hearing the story that mom sits in the chair and mom doesn't do anything, or dad, or whoever it is, or my husband, or my wife, or whatever. We all need a purpose, and what happens many times, us as caregivers, not intentionally,
too
much for them, and we take away things that they're doing, because mom's just sitting in the chair because you haven't asked her or offered to do anything with her for how long? You know, I say all the time, if I make the fruit salad, it's going to take 10 minutes. If mom makes it, it's going to take a half hour. But who am I serving? Who am I serving? There are many ways you can find a purpose. And the first thing I'm going to suggest that you do is to go back and think of what your parent or your loved one did before. So for instance, I met with a woman, this was a couple of years ago, and she said, my mom just follows me around the house all day long, it's making me absolutely crazy if she would just sit down for 2 hours. And I went and I met with her mom, and her mom was a teacher. So first we talked about all the rotten kids today, and then we talked about how teachers don't get paid enough money.
Yep.
But what we do is every Monday morning we give mom a piece of poster board and a bunch of magazines, and we tell the teachers are teaching the kids next week about flowers. So we need you to cut all the flowers out of the magazine and glue it on the poster board, and you can't have any white spots.
Yep.
And it takes her 2 hours a day, 5 days a week to do it. Her daughter even started bringing it to the school after a while. And next Monday, you can give Mom this exact same assignment if you want to.
Correct.
Or it could be animals.
Didn't she get thank you notes back from
the kids?
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another woman who was a banker. So we give Mom a big jar of change and the rolls like they used to roll in the banks before. And Mom's happy all day long because that's what she knows, and she's talking about the bank. And then when Mom goes to bed, we dump it out and we start over.
That's what's going on my QR code. Don't ever do something like that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Dump out my coins.
But different things. There's another person who, the mom worked in an office. So they actually have a file cabinet. And they give her a big stuff to file, and then they just mess it up that night and give her stuff to file again. But she feels like she's doing something. So think of something they did before. I had one guy, this was years ago. This girl came to my support group because she was taking care of her mom. Her mom passed away, and she called me after that, and she said, I don't know what to do about my dad. He just sits in the chair. They were married for 58 years. They did everything together. She said, I didn't know what to do. After a while, I took him to the doctor. The doctor gave him an antidepressant. She said, he's still sitting in the chair. I said, tell me something your dad used to do. Well, one of the things he used to do is build these big model ships. And I said, can he still do that? She said, no, his hands are like kind of arthritic. I said, you want to take a chance? I said, go to Michael's Storm. They have like wooden cars the kids put together, like 8 pieces. I said, buy a dozen of them, bring them home. I asked dad, could you paint these and put them together for this nursery school? Well, he woke up every morning with a purpose. He started making boats. He was making cars. I think he made something like some crazy amount, like 60 dozen that they were sending places and doing all this stuff. And I said to the woman, it must have got like a little pricey. You know, you're buying all that stuff. She goes, you know what? It was cheaper than the medication, and the antidepressant.
Wow.
And better.
You know how much that stuff was?
How
exactly.
Would I know? How would I know?
In our field, stop. But really, you know, think of something they used to do. You know, it's like many times people in communities, they'll have a baby doll or they'll fold laundry or things. But think about what their occupation was. So my mom, okay. My mom would say, Linda, is anything I can do to help you? And I'd be, Mom, there's some laundry over there if you want to fold it. And she'd go, I don't want to do that. Linda, is there anything I can do to help you? A couple of dishes in the sink. I don't want to do that. But my mother was a legal secretary. That was a big deal to her in the day. My mother couldn't even read anymore. I went to Staples and I had 500 phony letters printed out and 500 phony labels, and I bought 500 envelopes and asked my mom if you could just stuff these and put the stickers on them. It would help me with so much with my business. And it took her a week watching Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy to do it. But she was so proud when she gave it to me. She was just so proud that she did something to help me.
You know, it would have been funny after you spent all that money. She'd go, no.
I'm not doing it.
I don't want to do that.
You never know what might happen.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Speaking of that, if you're with a veteran or somebody who loved a veteran, writing the cards for honor flights.
Yes.
Yes.
Those thank you cards.
Yes.
When Daddy would write those, even when he would start writing at the end and his penmanship had slid. And I said, Daddy, it doesn't matter. Just tell me what you want to say.
Right.
And I'll write it and you can put it in the envelope. And then we had the American flag seals for him.
Nice.
And he just, you know.
Felt accomplished.
Well, not only that, but ever since forever, I don't know when we didn't have this, that it didn't matter where we were. If Daddy saw a first responder or somebody in the military, we stopped. He would thank them for their service. Aww. He would salute them. This made him feel good.
Right.
So
that makes perfect sense for him to be doing those cards.
In their background, because people want a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they deserve it.
Yeah.
And it's our job as caregivers to figure out what that purpose is.
But right now we want to have a radio show because you know the deal. If we don't hear from my partners, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. Something else I wanted to talk about. So I get a lot of people complaining to me about my relatives avoid me. They really don't help me with caregiving. Now, I will say there are some relatives that really don't want to help you with caregiving, and that's why they're avoiding you. But I think many times it's just a miskind of communication. And I think, first of all, I think many times they think you don't need help. Because you're so efficient and you're doing that job so great and your loved one looks so great that they don't think you need help. So you have to let them know that you need help. Just say, I need a little bit of help. As ridiculous as it sounds, you're like, what? I gotta tell them I need help? they don't know I need help? No, they don't.
That or you fall in the trap as the primary caregiver of, well, they're not doing it the way I do.
Yeah.
And I don't need help. Let me know I'm good. I know. When you came in and busted in on me and said, hey, Jim, I'm here. She's out of here, Daddy. We're having pizza and she's not invited. So I could go take a shower.
Yeah.
Because I could not, even though I taught the classes.
Mm. Oh, I know. It's not the same.
It's not the same when you're in the storm. Yeah.
But so, I don't like to ask for help.
No.
That's tough.
Except it is even worse.
Right. Yeah. Could you like to help somebody else? So you know what? If you people can't ask for help, I'm telling you other guys out there that are listening, just do something to help them.
Or if you ask for help and they're told no a few times.
Yeah, that's not
just
good either.
Just pass it on like you did.
Then you know that you can't. Also, I think that lots of times they don't know how to help. So perhaps you could say, you know what? Mom's got a lot of cluttering that needs to be cleaned up in the house. Do you think you could come over Tuesday from 2 to 4 and help me with that? Or if not Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever. Because many times I'm saying people want to help you, they just don't know how to help. And if they were to say that to somebody,
give me
like,
that job, I would love it.
I was just going to say, right. You can come practice that at my house, Lynn.
Yeah. People would, you know, I love that organization.
Oh, you would just be in heaven at my house, girl. Oh, yes.
And then a lot of times I think that they're scared of doing a bad job. Because you're doing such a great job, and what if I don't do it the right way? Well, you know how you feel yourself. Are you doing it the right way? So maybe you just got to reassure them and say, you know what you could just do for me? Just encourage Mom. You don't have to do anything with her physically. You know, if you think you're going to do it the wrong way, or she might fall or whatever, just encourage Mom. Encourage Mom to get up. Encourage Mom to do something. Encourage Mom to go for a walk. Because just your time speaking with Mom and spending that time gives the caregiver that somebody else is taking over and talking to them a little bit.
The first few times they're peeking around the corner to see how it's going.
Yeah.
Because they're not sure they're doing it right.
You know, when Bernadette came over with Daddy, I didn't realize. I thought she was going to work from home, because this was during COVID, so I thought that she was going to work, and I was just going to take a shower and sleep for an hour, because she said, I got 4 hours for you. It wasn't until about 20 minutes in, because, you know, letting go is hard, I'm on the other side of the door.
I know, it's terrible.
I hear her take a phone call, and she said, no, I'm sorry, I'm on PTO, I can't do that for you, but I can in about 3.5 hours. Do you know I was standing on the other side of the door bawling?
Yeah.
She took PTO so that I could have a shower and sleep.
PTO.
Pay time off.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not a QR code.
I know, but you use these things. Oh, nobody knows what it means.
Paid time off. She used
I'm the person.
That's a pretty common. It's just it's not a Canadian thing.
Oh, they don't get time off?
No, I don't know. Oh. They call it something else, Jen says.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Oh,
other things they call different there too. She tells me things.
Things flicker.
Are a little different there.
Yes.
You had some nice benefits when you were there.
Yes, yes. And hi, Jen. We love you, Jen. I hope you're healing. Jen's dad passed away. And Jen's trying to find her new life.
But it's in Florida.
Day at a time, but she's tentatively planning to be in Florida January, February, and March.
That's fabulous.
Yes, yes.
Is she going to be doing some box training?
Oh, yes, she will be. I'm sure she will be. She's getting back in the swing. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in this week. Once again, we hope everyone that's dealing with the storms, you're in our prayers, and we will personally do things because that's what we do. We take action. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand.